afternoon, and welcome back to another episode of We the People Radio. Let's see, it's January 24th, 2021, and my name is Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff.
And what do you have for us today, Bill?
Well, you know, we got a sponsor this hour, Pape Machinery, our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. Go by and see them. They have tractors, mowers, zero-turn mowers. They got it all in stock. Inventory's coming in every day, so they probably got what you're looking for. Go by and see them. They're at 3119 Twinview Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. Or give them a call at 226-9226.
The old zero-turn mower, it makes it sound like the wheels are, like, all, you know, they never swivel.
Oh, well, yeah, they're a little different. They don't have a steering wheel. Go by and see them. They're unique.
Yeah.
So, or you can get them on the web.
That's how you get around all those stupid obstacles.
Yep.
In the grass.
That's right. That's right. PapeMachinery.com.
Ta-da.
Yep. There you go.
Oh, there you go. Even with fooling around, we got it. Okay. So, first off, you can find 10 years of archives. They're all free to listen to. They've all had the free enterprise breaks taken out of them. And so makes them fast. It's a two-hour show, but you can probably, I don't know, listen to the whole thing in hour and a half, hour and 20 minutes, something like that. And we have them in, like, first hour, second hour, or you can pull 2 hours at the same time. So if you have low bandwidth, we've kind of tried to, you know, trying to work with all the situations people have out there. You are free to download those. You could burn them to CDs. You could sell them at your group meetings. You could give them away as Christmas presents. I don't know why you do that, but you could. Some are funny. A lot of good information, actually. But you can share those however you like. We have no copyright things. We do this as a public service. So we try to bring you the best information available on the topics and as far-flung as possible. I'm working on the vaccine. Okay, I'm not working on it, and I know it's not a vaccine. So
you're not working on a vaccine?
Apparently that entire thing means nothing. I'm working on a guy. I'm going to get a guy. I actually heard him the other night on the radio. He was terrific, and I've had a lady up in Siskiyou County tell me to get this guy before about how the coronavirus shot, we'll just call it the shot, how that works and or doesn't work or whatever you'd like to know. So we'll be getting more information on that, but I don't have that booked yet. So today our guest is Dr. Lyle Rapacki, and he has not been here forever. He has not been here, let's see, since June of 2020. I don't know how that happened. I know.
Oh, come on.
I combed the archives. I'm like, well, that's stupid. How come he hasn't been here since June of 2020? But he hasn't. I don't think so, unless I missed something. But
I think you missed.
Well, I missed Colin Lyle. I guess
he missed his $1.85 check every month. That's probably why he hasn't been on. You don't pay him. I mean, he's not coming.
Back to the $1.85. We have a running joke, needless to say. So you'll have to listen to the archives. So he's a private sector intelligence, behavioral analysis, and threat assessment specialist. Because we're going to goof around a little bit, which is going to make it seem like maybe, you know, we're just chit-chatting about nothing, but actually he has some credentials.
Yeah, this is serious city.
Channeling my dad. Since June of 2010, Dr. Rapacki has provided selected members of the Arizona legislature intelligence briefings on border security and threats to Arizona sovereignty. So we're going to talk about election misdeeds today. So my guess is the whole Arizona thing is going to come into sharp focus for you. There are still, a lot of people out there who think that the election was perfectly fine, that there was no shenanigans. It went to 60 different courts, and 60 different courts didn't find anything.
Yeah, it turned out just the way they wanted.
So let's clear that up. Yeah. 60 different courts never looked at it. They basically dismissed the cases without looking at them. So all of the different evidence that's out there, whether you like it or not, there is quite a bit. So I think we're probably going to chat about some of that today with Dr. Lyle Rapacki. Ta-da!
Oh, am I on? I was taking a nap.
I was like,
kind of like how the show runs. Kind of turn it on and you kind of take a snooze and
exactly.
It's good back.
That's why you get the big bucks, all right, there.
Well, you know, I was going to say, Bill, you know, the reason I haven't been on since June is, one, I haven't been asked.
That's, I swear that's got to be wrong.
Yeah, that's my, but secondly, that last check for $1.85, it bounced.
Yeah. Oh, I knew that was coming.
Yeah, I meant to talk to you about that.
Yeah, and I resubmitted it twice, and it, you know, it wasn't there. So I went, well, okay, they must not want me back. So that's okay. I've been working at Circle K.
Put him in the cone of silence.
Circle K.
Well, at least you're not working at Kmart. They closed a bunch of those.
No, they closed that. I was going to go to Walmart.
You'd be getting the extra $600 bucks or whatever it is.
Yeah. I was going to go to Walmart and be a graveyard greeter, but I don't know. I'm tired of greeting people.
Exactly. Just tired of people, you know, in general.
Like, go away. What are you doing at Walmart at midnight? Go away. Go home.
And
the supervisor didn't like that so much.
How would you even know it was midnight in Walmart? Everyone's wearing their slippers. They wear them all day. They wear them all night. Maybe that's just
And all of you people who have ever gone to Walmart, especially late at night, don't do it. But I had to go in one night at 10 o'clock on my way back to the house. And I had to get something. I don't even remember what it was. It was about 9 months ago. Oh, my gosh. It's a different world in there. And I was checking out. I went to one of the checkout people instead of that courtesy checkout where you just scan stuff and lights
and then it
go
makes
off.
You do it over and over and over and over and it never works.
Then the lady in the machine talks to you and says, put it in the bag, dummy. And I don't know. Sometimes I talk to her, sometimes I don't. But I went to a real life checkout person because I had like one item and I thought, you know, and I said, do you work this graveyard shift lot? And she said, oh my gosh, yes. And I said, are these people? And she goes, they're not. She goes, I don't know where they come from. There are people in there that are dressed in ways you can't even describe, and I'm probably not allowed to discuss it on the radio. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
My brother-in-law is still in therapy. There was a woman wearing a white
don't go there.
Let's see if I can get through this without saying anything bad. She was wearing white like yoga pants, but she was about 400 pounds. So they were, needless to say, stretched to the breaking point. But they were also kind of climbing in the back. Right before she went through the door, she thought she'd fix the climb. And they were striped white. It was not good. And they were supposed to go buy a stroller. God, my niece is like 20 now, so this was a while back. They were supposed to go pick up a stroller, and he's like, that's it. I'm not going in there.
No, he's doing well in therapy. He and I are in group together, and we're doing fine. And we're not having the relapses we used to have when they show us the pictures of the Walmart people. I just wanted to give you an update on that.
They pull white stretch pants out of a bag, and he passes out.
We're not allowed to discuss too much of the particulars, but there was a problem when that came out of the bag. That's true, and your brother hit the floor, and but I don't want to get into the details.
No. To run right to the laundry detergent aisle and look for that stain remover.
I went to the what do you call those little Clorox bleach little towelettes that come in that box?
The little.
I went to grab one of those off the counter. I just started wiping myself everywhere.
That's a whole different group.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's right. Okay. We're on the air, aren't we?
Yeah. He was doing what? That's not what those are for.
Your listeners in Yugoslavia are going, what are we listening to?
What's wrong with these people? You know, if you wanted to learn English, like conversational English, this would be a good show for that.
Oh, yeah.
It's very conversational.
Yeah. We're all over them.
Shows with Lyle, very conversational. We do extra conversation with you. So you know what? We should probably take a really fast break, and we'll come back and talk about actual things. But you know,
the sponsors, are they paying you so I could get my $1.85?
We edit this out, truthfully. It doesn't go to the archives. No, they wouldn't probably.
Well, see, they started carrying steel products, and then someone came and stole products. So you know, rethinking their product mix. But I try not to bring that up during the commercial, although I think about it every time Bill says it. Okay. Really quick break. We're going to come back with our guest, who is actually a guest going to talk about real topics here. But, you know, it might make you mad, so we should start off on a happy note. You're listening to We the People. You can join us online at wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them? When they move into your neighborhood, they take over, but good. They want you all body and soul. Then it's just your body. Then they go. What shall we do about them?
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart.
Exactly. You gotta see the show. And actually, Robert puts it on film. I'm not sure what the film's doing these days. It was going on local TV, but I think now it's on YouTube or something. We'll have to get an update on that. Yeah. Bottom line is you can find it at wethepeopleradio.us. And so there you have it. So I was supposed to call Dr. Lyle during the break, and then I forgot because I was told to call him 5 minutes before I was supposed to do it. And, yeah, 5 minutes is a long time.
A lot can go on in 5 minutes.
Goofed off for 5 minutes, yellow then bird. Boom, out of sight, out of mind. So we'll just channel you from now until the bottom of the hour, and you can talk about whatever you want. How's that?
Well, I listened to your introduction about the voting, and it's been my privilege for the last 11 weeks, time's flying, to work with the Giuliani team on the various states and the recalls. Efforts, as well as the voter fraud, and time flies, and I forget, I'm off my week maybe, but in November, the end of November, I coordinated the joint legislative public hearing in Arizona between the House and the Senate. And they took testimony for 9 hours. It was covered by five platforms, conservative platforms, gavel to gavel. It was a very long, long day. And my privilege began actually a couple of weeks prior as I coordinated the joint legislative hearing, coordinated the Giuliani team, and a number of other factors. And then after the joint legislative hearing, I was privileged to continue to work with the Mayor Giuliani on taking a look at the fraud that occurred. Now, let me give you some things that maybe your listeners are not aware of. For the first couple of few weeks, it was discussed that six states, and then you saw them on the news, well, conservative news, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona. I'm missing one, aren't I? And I forget the last
Nevada?
One. Well, Nevada came on board, and then New Mexico came on board, so that made it seven. There was a sufficient prima facie evidence to show that voting irregularities and indeed fraud occurred. And so for several weeks, everybody knew there were like six states. Well, the evidence has continued to mount, and it's mounted most significantly. And conventional media, along with the establishment, has done everything they can to cover it up. We're at 16 states. Mm. 16 states.
Wow.
that have overwhelming evidence. It's past the prima facie. Overwhelming evidence of serious voter fraud. We also have documented evidence. By that I mean, IP addresses, a number of other physical forms of evidence that shows conclusively that China was very much involved, Russia to a degree, Germany, Italy, and Venezuela. We also have conclusive evidence that shows the people and organizations within America who are very socialist-minded pumped $500 million into this voter fraud initiatives. We furthermore have very solid evidence demonstrating that Dominion, which was the main carrier for the voting machines, began training, I'm pausing on purpose, they began training people in all 50 states, but especially 16 states, on how to harvest ballots, how to exclude ballots, how to alter the machinery. We have that evidence now. We also have the evidence when this occurred, where it occurred. It was in, I will tell you, it was in Georgia, and it was at a university in Georgia, and it was in July of 2019. I can tell you that much. We have tremendous amount of evidence, actual physical evidence, that's come that I was fortunate enough to uncover, and I've since given it to forensic specialists from the national security who have national security backgrounds, and they are now reviewing the evidence. And what does that have to do with Arizona? Well, for the last several weeks, you may remember, the Arizona State Senate sent subpoenas to Maricopa County. Maricopa County is the largest county in Arizona with the most voters. And they sent subpoenas to the Board of Supervisors demanding, that's what a subpoena does, to turn over the machines, the ballots, and every matter connected to the election. And they fought it, and they said, no, we're not going to do it. You don't have the authority. And then back and forth and for weeks. It was a slow walk. The idea was to make sure that nothing happened prior to the inauguration on January 20th. Secondly, there was some question initially as to does the legislatures have authority. I was in a private briefing the day after the hearing in the Arizona State Senate when members of the Senate and the House leadership, Speaker of the House, President of the Senate, etc., met with Mr. Giuliani and his team, and they were briefed furthermore on the legalities and also the constitutionality that the legislature in each state does have the full and complete authority to subpoena and also to certify or decertify an election. Well, at that time, leadership denied it and they slow walked it. Since that time, I can tell you that the president of the Arizona State Senate, along with her leadership team, Majority Leader, Majority Whip, the chairman of the Committee on the Judiciary, they've all reviewed the evidence. They've all reviewed the constitutionality, etc. And they've come on board, and now the Arizona Senate went ahead and subpoenaed Maricopa County, Arizona, requesting or demanding the ballots, etc. They are still fighting, but then what happened is last week the court said, nope, you don't have the authority. The state legislature does have the authority, and the Board of Supervisors capitulated. Where we're at now, and it should be resolved this week, I don't have a day. It could be Tuesday or Wednesday, but I'm not for certain. A forensic team with national security credentials should be on the ground in Arizona, and they should begin the process of evaluating ballots, voting machines, and the tabulators. It normally takes 60 hours. You might get some preliminaries at 48 hours, but usually 60 hours and a complete full final report. I did that on purpose, redundancy, 72 hours. So at 60 hours from the moment it commences, we will have a very, very solid, good idea. Was there election fraud, as is alleged, or not? At 72 hours, we'll have a full and complete forensic evaluation. The prima facie evidence shows that over 400,000 ballots were cast in Arizona that should have never been cast. Shows that 13,462 dead people voted, should have never voted.
Wow.
It shows 253 ballots were sent to people who never requested them, and therefore they weren't counted. It also shows that election results were altered. They were literally scrubbed or voted twice, or in some cases, there was a percentage. So, for instance, if you went and voted for Mr. Biden, you voted 1.4%. Don't ask me. I'm not a computer lit. I don't know how you can vote 1.4% every time you press the vote ballot. But the evidence shows that. So there are a number of factors here that should be fairly sooner than later starting to come to the public, and it will be made public. And we know that other legislatures are moving ahead, but have been watching Arizona, because Arizona is taking the lead in addressing this heinous issue of alleged voter fraud and other irregularities with our voting system. The integrity of our voting system in this nation and the integrity of this nation is at stake. And even though we play a lot, I'm not at this time.
So the evidence that you've seen, what we keep hearing from the courts that have heard some of this evidence, have said, well, there is some evidence of fraud, but not enough to make a difference in the outcome.
Yeah, not enough to change the outcome has been their big thing.
So you're saying that's not the case in Arizona?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not even close. And what we know is what took place in Georgia for the presidential election, when they had the special election for the two senators, they did it again. In fact, even ABC News, which is sold out for establishment, they covered it live.
Yeah.
Where they changed the ballots. They changed the voting. I'm sorry, strike that. They did not change the ballots.
Well, if there was fraud the first time, why would they, do anything different on the special election? I called that from the very beginning. They're going to just do it again.
Well, Bill, because you think they're a little bit smarter than that. They're not. They're very stupid.
I'm telling you, cheaters, criminals, and liberals all have something in common. They always go too far.
And that's what happened here.
Yep.
If you notice, in many states...
Hubris, I believe, is the word we want.
That's correct. In many states, especially the 16, one excuse after another, they shut down counting at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, whatever. In one state, they had an alleged water main break that's never happened.
Right.
In other states, they simply walked off the voting and said, we'll get to it tomorrow. But in a number of states, they shut down the voting anywhere from 10 o'clock at night, 11, midnight, something like that. Well, when you look at the vote tallies at that time, when they clicked back on, they went ahead and they stuffed the ballot box, so to speak. I'm being a little funny. And all of a sudden, Biden was winning by 100,000 votes, 150, 250. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Yeah, after
they showed like a graph, and normally it goes, up, down, up, down, flat, flat, up, down, up, down, up, down. But when that happened, you can see just there's a straight up vertical line, and that's not actually how voting works. We have to take a really quick break, and then we're going to come right back with our guest, Dr. Lyle Rapacki. See, I told you we weren't going to screw around the whole time. Just a little bit at the beginning, and then just little bits along the way. You're listening to We the People, and you can always find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay, we got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back. Though you know we wish we could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.
When there we were all in one place, a generation lost in space, with no time left to start again. So come on, Jack, be nimble, Jack, be quick. Jack Flash sat on a candlestick, 'cause fire is the devil's only friend. Oh, and as I watched him on the stage, my hands were clenched in fists of rage. Angel born in hell could break that Satan spell.
And we're back. All right. Get us back into the riveting saga that is election fraud.
Well, as we continue to come forward with hard evidence, what this will do, and it already has, it's encouraged other legislatures across the nation to step back up, especially the 16 states that are reporting serious fraud. And now we know other legislatures, out of those 16 at least, are beginning to look at their election results with a whole brand new set of eyes. I think it's fair to say that they're watching Arizona to see how we go about doing this. Now, in defense of everybody, the 16 states, all of us, even Arizona, we've never been down this road before.
Exactly.
I've gone out and spoken really cautiously. I was speaking to about 500 people yesterday in an audience, and I've been very cautious because I told the audience, I said, I really didn't want to come speak, and I told the sponsors that, because it's very, very frustrating. I may not be able to answer your questions. I may not be able to share certain things, and you deserve the answers. You will get the answers. It is coming. But I can't share certain things right now because we have to allow the system to take its course. The other problem, and so one of the questions I'm going to anticipate you're going to ask me, is why has it taken so long if we had this evidence? Mr. Giuliani had it, 10 weeks, 11 weeks ago? Well, there were a number of affidavits from eyewitnesses, and there was a number of several subject matter specialists who went ahead and discussed how the Dominion machines are compromised. But part of the problem is the evidence was not conclusive to render some decisions, and affidavits alone are not going to carry the day.
Right.
Secondly, there were so many issues at hand, and there are so many issues at hand across this nation about the election, and we've never been down this road. None of the states, this nation has not been down this road before. Therefore, we're not making the plane as we fly it. I don't want to give that analogy, but we are putting a lot of duct tape on as we're moving down the road because we've never been down this road before. The former, he just stepped down as chairman of the Senate Committee on the Judiciary in Arizona. Because he didn't choose to run again, but he's been in the legislature for 18 years, and he said, I've never seen a subpoena issued by the legislature, and that was in 18 years. There hasn't been a subpoena issued, in at least the Arizona legislature, in probably 32, 35 years. So, and something of this magnitude, nobody can even remember. They can't even find anything that gives us guidelines, and I think the same is happening in other states. So, there has been a little bit of a problem as to how to proceed, what's the next step, what do we do next, and once we uncover this, then what do we do? I mean, it's been like hurting turtles. I mean, you take two steps and it's taken a long time, and then you got to stop and you got to figure out the two steps you just took and can we take the next step? So that's been part of the problem. But I say that because we in Arizona now are at a point that a forensic evaluation is about to occur in Arizona. And when that begins, we believe with the proper forensic team, and that's a forensic team that has national security backgrounds, we believe what's going to be uncovered is horrendous. And what that's going to do is create such angst with other legislatures that I'm going to tell you a little bit down the road here, we could have a constitutional crisis on our hands because what we have are a president and vice president who have been unduly elected.
Right, and that was the question that's kind of been on my mind.
That's been the plaguing question of the whole thing.
What do we do? What do we do now? We've elected and seated a president that may have been involved, maybe he wasn't directly involved, and probably not, but involved in a huge fraud on the people. And I don't, like you say, we've never been down this road before, but how do you fix that?
That's the question that we're all asking. I don't have even a scintilla of an answer.
Yeah.
What we've been focusing on, and what I've been privileged to participate in the last 12 weeks, see, November, December, not December, January, no, I don't know, the last 10 weeks, maybe 12, maybe it is. I apologize, guys. It's been a long couple of months. What we've been focusing on is getting the right evidence, not suppositions, not reasonable suspicion, but evidence forward. And that's been daunting. That's been a little bit of a problem. The other night, I apologize to y'all, I can't get into this, but the other night, somebody came forward, not in Arizona, and because they've been watching my show, and I'm going to do a plug now, I've been doing a show for Prescott E-News in Prescott, Arizona, the last several weeks. It's called Arizona Today, and your listeners can go to Prescott, P-R-E-S-C-O-T-T, Prescott E, as in Edward, Prescott E News on the website. Just go to Prescott E News, and you click on it, and it'll come up, Prescott E News. And then I apologize again. I'm doing a lot of apology today, but we're being so bombarded with emails from all over the nation and the world that just on that platform alone, in 48 hours, I've received over 180,000 hits.
Wow.
After a show goes up. And I've got 28 platforms that I'm putting stuff out on, and I'm over a million hits. And we can't keep up with the emails. We can't keep up with all the requests. We just cannot. And so it's very frustrating because the people are so supportive, so kind. If I went on and did a show with y'all and just read some of the emails, I'm telling you, they're tearjerkers. They're very kind, very supportive, very hopeful. They're very grateful that somebody's out doing stuff. But go to Prescott E News.
I'm gonna link that right there on the site.
Okay, thanks. And what you'll find, Aaron, I don't know where it is, Aaron. I'm not great at this part, but go to Prescott E News, and there's a link there for TV. I don't know, shows or TVs or something. And you'll be, if you play around with it, you'll be able to clarify it for your
video casts.
Listeners.
I'm guessing.
That's it.
Video cast.
That's it. Go click on that. See if Arizona Today pops up. It should. There should be three shows,
yeah,
or four.
There you go.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, it's right there.
Okay. So go to Prescott E News for all of your listeners, yeah, in Bulgaria and everywhere else. Go to Prescott E News and then click on, what was it, video cast?
Yeah. And I'll put that whole link on there.
Okay, thank you.
So it'll go directly to the video casts. That'll be
super
easy.
Thank you. And what you'll see is Arizona Today will pop up. Well, take a look at those shows, Arizona Today. And that will give you some information. And Bill, that was a roundabout way of saying that will give you some of the reasons we're having some struggles, but also will give you some answers as to what we've been doing, where we're at, and where we hope to be. Now, Prescott E News, Arizona Today. Now, the other thing here is we're looking for, and we have them, and we're getting ready to, prayerfully, this will happen this week here in Arizona. They will do the forensic audit. And when that happens, we believe what's going to take place is, without a doubt, the evidence showing that our election in Arizona, in Maricopa County, was purposefully, deliberately interfered with, and a massive fraud bordering on national security issues, not being funny, national security and involvement in the integrity of this nation has occurred. I believe, and I'm telling you this on your air, I believe with the information that we just uncovered in the last 72 hours, when that's factored into this, this will be a game changer. And what will happen is, down the road here, if other legislatures pick up on it, they should find somewhat the same evidence that we will present, and that will constitute a constitutional crisis in Arizona. We've never been down this road before.
Yeah, because what does that do? I didn't memorize all the spreads of,
right,
you know, all that, but Maricopa County was a big factor in.
Very huge.
So, I mean, I don't know. This might be one of those things we don't know yet, but let's just say that it flips how the electors should have been seated. Are we just like out on the thin ice on the pond?
Oh, yeah. We're on very, very thin ice. What will happen? Well, I can't say what will happen because I don't know.
Right.
I really don't. But what could happen, hypothetically, what could happen is once the evidence in Maricopa County, by the way, there are two other counties in Arizona with an abundance of alleged fraud, Coconino County and Pima. But we focused on Maricopa because that's the largest voting block in Arizona and with the largest numbers of alleged fraud that we have uncovered. And if that turns out to be valid, then what the state legislature is going to have before them is the task of decertifying the electors in Arizona. Now, that's only 11 electors. That's not going to change the numbers at the national level. But what this will do is open a door that will show other states, and we know that Georgia and Nevada are very keenly watching what's taking place here in Arizona. It will potentially influence their legislatures to come right alongside and start to do the forensic evaluations in their states. Based on the information that I received only about 72 hours ago, and I submitted it, it wasn't from Arizona, it was somewhere else, we now know that there are manuals and books, training manuals and training books, that Dominion used to train people on how to alter the machinery.
Oh, boy.
And that's breaking news. That's not supposition. That's not a hypothesis. Somebody has come forward and talked to me because to me, it's a divine appointment. I'm not being funny, you guys. It was a divine appointment, and it had to do with my show, Arizona Today, because we've been doing Arizona Today for several weeks, and we've been talking about all of these things, and this person in another state happened to see it, happened to view a couple of Arizona Today's, calls me out of the blue. I didn't even accept the call at first because they had information dealing with the election. I'm bombarded with stuff like that. And with all due respect, with great heartfelt respect, it's like, I can't deal with people who have another piece of information.
Yeah, right. The box is full.
We have to take
another really quick break. We'll be right back, though. And hey, just something to think about. I learned last week two things that might solve our problems. Joe Biden really isn't Joe Biden. He actually is a body double, so that's kind of a relief. We swore in a body double, and someone else told me I was actually incorrect, that he is actually a hologram. So we have a couple of alternate theories to work off of. The constitutional crisis may be averted, especially if we go the hologram route. We could all wear our communicators, you know, and beam ourselves up, and boom, problem solved. We'll be right back. You're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
I make my living off the evening news. Just give me something I can use. People love it when you lose. They love dirty laundry. Well, I could have been an actor, but I wound up here. I just have to look good. I don't have to be clear.
What makes a man really has a chance. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Just in case you need a theme song for your TV show.
Yeah.
All right. So
Well, I had a question. You know, we were talking about the Dominion machines. You know, earlier you were talking about all these states that are jumping in and possibly going to look at fraud. My question was, I had a comment and a question. My question was, how is the Dominion factor, is that how they were able to coordinate? Because, I mean, this had to be a massive coordination with all these states to come up with this kind of a result. So is that how they did it, or do you know?
I can't discuss this just yet, but what I can tell you is it was coordinated highly successfully, sophisticatedly coordinated.
Well, it had to be.
The key word is coordinated.
Mm-hmm.
I will also tell you that just in the last 72 hours, I was given and they've been turned over to the forensic team, training manuals. We know the date and the location of where this training took place prior to the election.
Oh. And this was a nationwide training,
little,
or was
they
it?
Had a little voter fraud sleepover with pizza and stuff, and everybody got the manual, and wow.
Well, do you think these training manuals were used nationwide? Can you say that?
I can't say to a reasonable degree of certainty that they were used nationwide. What I can share is that there is prima facie evidence that they were highly probably used in 16 states, and I know that they were used in Georgia and Arizona.
Hmm. Okay.
Wow. And
now, I haven't reviewed all the evidence. Once I received the evidence, I validated the individual. I discussed at great length certain things with this individual. Once I was convinced that the individual was legitimate, I had the individual stand by, and the next morning I contacted the forensic team. I went over my notes with them, and on the phone they said, this is valid. I said, all right, let me make the phone call back to the individual. Let me see if he's willing to still come forward and talk to y'all. And if he is, then I step back, because I'm not computer literate. I'm not great at this stuff. I know how to cut and paste, by the way. Thank you very much.
So you didn't attend the seminar?
I don't want to get into it, but there was training. It took me nine months to learn how to cut and paste. But I let me tell you, I'm up there right now. I'm one of the best. I can cut and paste with any of you.
You and my mom.
No, it was just funny because I write commentaries, but I'm really simple. Just let me type and let me just be simple. Don't tell me how to, change this or do that or access this or log on. I don't know how to do any of that. But I said to the individual, here's who will be phoning you. Here's how it will be done. And then I stepped out of it, and the team went ahead and talked to them. Now, yesterday I spoke to a group of people, and on my way in to speak, I received on one of my secure lines, I received confirmation that the individual had been talked to for well over a couple of hours, and it was legitimate. Now, that's computer people talking to somebody. So they understood what to ask. I had a seventh grade level. They went all the way through graduate school. So they could ask very specific, and they knew this. I talked to them that morning. I said, here's what I have. Here's what's been given to me. Let me share what I have. Now, some of it we knew through the Giuliani team. We'd already uncovered. But what we were lacking was very specific.
The actual fingerprints to
yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
yeah, we were lacking that.
Sure.
Well, we now have it. Mm-hmm. And so I shared that, and on my phone call, my conversation was, yes, this what you're telling us, Dr. Lyle, what you're telling us is it sounds very legitimate. It sounds okay. I said, all right, then there's enough here legitimately for you to make the phone call to the individual. And they said, yes, okay. I stepped out. I set that up. They went ahead and made the call. They had a couple of hour conversation. I get a notification back that the conversation went exceedingly well and it is valid. Everything's been verified. And now that forensic team flew to that particular state and met with that particular individual. And my understanding is by the close of today, they will have in their possession documents and other physical evidence from which we can then proceed here in Arizona. But it will have potentially will have positive repercussions in other states.
Nice.
So yeah. So
just out of curiosity, because I know that the other side is really committed to having this whole story go away. What kind of, kind of know what kind of pushback you're getting, but can you say, make any commentary? How's that on the lack of enthusiasm coming from the other side for finding the truth?
Yeah, they have worked most diligently to discredit anyone, anything, any group, anyone that does not go in lockstep with them.
Sure.
So there's that.
So we're going to hear about you now flew on the Lolita Express. You were faking being a security guard when Epstein died. I mean, they pull out all the stops. They just absolutely smear people.
Well, look what they did to Mr. Trump for 4 years.
Yeah, what they did to Flynn.
And that was really my question, was that you come up with all this, and it's obvious that there was fraud in Arizona. That turns into the national intelligence, and in light of the new administration and the new national intelligence team, I don't know. Personally, I think they're going to have very little interest in pursuing any of this at this point.
Yeah, a big zero on that
agree.
One.
I would agree with you, Bill, but we the people have an interest.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We just have to force their hand and not make the story go away.
Well, and if it's done by the states,
I'm going to disagree with you.
Nice. I love it when you disagree with Bill. I love doing that just to mess with them. But we've got to take a news break, darn it. This is much better news than what we're going to hear. I don't even know what we're going to hear, but this is better.
Yeah, we'll pick this up.
We're going to be right back with Dr. Lyle, and then he's on with us for like a half hour till he has to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can find all this information at wethepeopleradio.us.
They did a bad, bad thing. 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 You ever loved someone so much you thought your little heart was going?